We begin the current daf Masechtas Brachos, daf Yud Alef. We begin the top line of the Gemara. The Gemara begins a discussion of the Mishnah that ended on the previous daf regarding machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, how one must be standing or sitting when he says the evening and the morning Kriyishma. Beis Shammai said that B'shach B'chom meant you actually have to lay down in the evening Kriyishma, B'kumecha means you have to actually stand up. Beis Hillel said no, you could either be sitting, standing, walking, whatever it is, and B'shiftecha meant at the time of when one goes to sleep, that's when the evening Kriyishma is. B'kumecha is that during the time of getting up in the morning, that's when you have to say the morning Kriyishma, but it could be in any position. So the Gemara begins. Bishlam and Beis Hillel, Kumafarshi Tamayu, Ritamid the Beis Shammai. It's very good to understand the Shita of Beis Hillel that they explain their reason, because it says Ubalechtecha v'aderech in the Pasuk. Obviously, you can be going, because Ubalechtecha is going, so you obviously don't have to be sitting or sleeping or standing for the evening and the morning Kriyishma. And they also explain the Shita of Beis Shammai, which is that the Pasuk of Uvashach B'chov Kumecha, that Beis Shammai brought a riot to his Shita, that it meant you have to lay down and get up, is they explained it to mean this is the Zman of Shchiv and the Zman of Kima, the time of going to sleep and the time of getting up. But Beis Shammai, why didn't they say like Beis Hillel? We have a pasuk that says that you could actually say it even when you're going on the way, which would seem to be counter-indicated for either morning Kriyishma you have to be standing and the evening Kriyishma you have to be laying down. So how would you understand the pasuk to explain the pasukim according to Beis Shammai? So the Gemara says, Beis Shammai would tell you, if the halacha was like Beis Hillel, it shouldn't say b'shivtecha b'beisecha v'lechtecha v'derech, it shouldn't say b'shach b'chov kumecha, when you lay down, when you get up, it should say b'boika b'erev, in the morning and the evening. My b'shach b'chov kumecha, why does it say laying and getting up? Is b'shas shchiva, shchiva mamish, during the time of when people are laying down, you actually have to lay down. U'b'shas kima, kima mamish, and during the time of when you're getting up, because he agrees to the understanding that it's telling you this man of Kriyishma also, but it's obviously also indicating that you actually have to be standing, and that's why it uses the words b'shach b'cha u'b'kumecha. So the Gemara says, if that's the case, Beis Shammai, hayu b'lechtecha v'derech mayavelehu, but what do they do at Beis Hillel's Raya, that you could actually be mobile, because b'lechtecha v'derech, according to Beis Shammai, you have to either be sleeping or standing. So the Gemara answers, ahumi b'yelehu, he needs it for a different din. Look at the Tanya, b'shivtecha b'veisecha, the Braisa says, that the word b'shivtecha b'veisecha, when you're sitting in your house, it says that parad lo isik b'mitzvah is coming to exclude someone that's busy with a mitzvah. And the Gemara is going to explain a little bit later what this actually means. What does it mean, someone that's isik b'mitzvah? But it's only if you're sitting in your house, but if you're busy with a mitzvah, then you potter from Kriyishma. Or b'lechtecha v'aderech, when it says when you're going on your way, and this is to explain the shita of Beis Shammai, it doesn't mean that you're mobile. It means b'lechtecha v'aderech is prat l'chasen, it's excluding a chasen. And the idea is that even though chasen is also oisik mitzvah, and l'chayah could be learned out from the previous limud of b'shivtecha b'beisach, which excludes someone that's busy with a mitzvah, but if not for extra pasuk, I would not have learned it out from the first pasuk Rashi says. Because since it doesn't say in the pasuk explicitly that it's excluding someone that's oisik b'mitzvah, rather it's a miyat b'yalma that we're learning out from b'shivtecha b'beisach, when you're listening in your house, and from there we exclude someone that's busy with a mitzvah, so that because the mitzvah has tirdus that you're busy with it. However, chasen, what's his tirdus? What's he busy? What's he bogged down with? It's just in his thought process, in his machshava, that he's thinking about the besulim of his kala, of how he's going to be isik in the mitzvah of the first night. But so therefore, if not for extra pasi, I wouldn't have excluded, because he's not actually busy with an action. He's just busy with his thoughts. So although it's an isik of a mitzvah, I would not have known that that's why we need a special limud of alech l'chavaderech to exclude a chasen. And therefore, the halacha of the Braisa says, "Mikan amru, hakinis is a psula pater v'salam anachayv." And therefore, we said this halacha that someone that marries a virgin, a psula, he's pater from Kriyishma. However, if he marries a widow, he's chayiv. And the idea is because we're saying that it's excluding a chasen that's busy with this mitzvah, and therefore a besula where he has these tirdas of machshava of how he's going to go about it, which she doesn't have any experience with that at all. And whereas Almana, who has experience already, he's not so tarred in the machshava, and that's how we exclude it from the pasuk b'lechtecha v'derech, to which the Gemara asks, "My mashma, where do we see that it's excluding someone that's being oisik in the mitzvah? Where do we see from these words b'shivtecha b'veisecha and b'lechtecha v'derech that excludes these two different dimensions of someone that's being oisik in the mitzvah, one in action and one in thought?" So the Gemara says, "Amar Papa ki derech." When it says b'lechtecha v'derech, that when you're going on your road, on your way, on your path, it's comparing it to a road. And similarly, it says b'shivtecha b'v'lechtecha, they're all being compared to the same derech. And that is, ma derech rishus av kol rishus. Just like a path is optional, so too, the person that he's busy with is someone that's being involved in optional And therefore, that's the type of person that's chayv in kriyishma. However, that's excluding someone that's busy with a mitzvah. To which the Gemara asks, mi lo yaskinin de ka'ozol dvar mitzvah? V'afil ha'chi yam rachmona likri? How do we see from the pasuk that v'lechtecha v'aderech means that he's someone that's going on this road for an optional thing, for someone that's voluntary? And that type of person is what the Torah is saying. That person has to say kriyishma. It just says the word derech. And that can include someone that's on his way to do a mitzvah also. And still the Torah is telling you that you have to say the kriyishma. The Gemara is asking, basically, how do you know from the word baderech that it means rishos and not even someone that's going on this road to do a mitzvah? So the Gemara answers, im kein lichte rachmona b'sheves uvaleches. It should have said that when you're sitting and when you're going. My b'shiftecha uvalechtecha. What does it mean that when you're sitting and then you're going? B'sheves didach uvaleches didach u'demachayeves. It's telling you that when it's you're sitting, in other words, you're involved in the act of sitting for your purposes and when you're going on the road for your purposes. Ha'demitzah patiras. But that's telling you that b'lechtecha v'aderech, that it's only when the derech, that's obviously rishus, because it's your leches, it's v'lechtecha, that's when you're chayiv in kriyishma. But if you're going in the leches of Hashem, that you're going for Hashem's purposes, then you're going to be potter from the chayiv of kriyishma. And that's why Beishamai learns from here that your potter, that v'lechtecha v'aderech is not like Beisil telling you that you could even be mobile. It's telling you a different din, that it's only if you're involved in your own esik, in your own business, then you're chayim kriyishma, but you're pater if you're esik in the mitzvah, and even the mitzvah of like a chasen, that's just the esik that is busy, tirdav machshava in his thought process. However, the Gemara asks, if this is what we're learning to exclude a chasen from the chiv of kriyishma, even someone that's marrying a widow, he's also esik in the mitzvah. He shows to be pater from the chiv of kriyishma. So the Gemara answers, hai tarid v'hai loy tarid. This person that's marrying a besula, a virgin, He's worried. He doesn't know how. He doesn't. They're both inexperienced. However, the amana, he's not tarred anymore, and therefore the ptur of saying kriyishma because he's in the mitzvah is only because you can't do both. It's going to detract from the mitzvah that you're doing. But if you could easily do both mitzvahs, then of course you have to say the chiv kriyishma, and therefore by the amana where you're not tarred, you have to say kriyishma. So the Gemara asks if that's the qualifying factor. That it's because of tirda. So imishum tirda afilu tavas v'nasa bayam nami. So therefore, if the idea is that if someone's tarred in his machshav in his thought process, so even if his ship sinks in the ocean, he should also be pater from the chiv of kriyishma because he's also tarred. And the Gemara says v'chitei ma'achanami. If you're going to say that would be the case, that if any tirda would pater a person from kriyishma, and therefore if he had a big business deal that just went sour and he can't think clearly, alam amir ababa bar zav da amir rav. He said the following halacha: Avol chayiv b'chala mitzvahs amurus b'tara. Someone that's mourning, an avol, is chayiv. He's obligated in every mitzvah that says in the Torah, chutz min tefillin, sharinem ben peher. Because excluding tefillin, because regarding tefillin, it says the word peher on it, that is the glory, shenema, as it says in the pasuk regarding tefillin, peercha chavush alecha, that your glory is affixed upon yourself, and therefore, so tefillin, it says, is the one exclusion, because it says Per and Avil is not in a situation of glory right now. He's mourning, it's a man of Churban, of Avelis. So therefore, an Avil can't think clearly, and still he has to say Kriyishma, he has to do every single mitzvah. So if the qualifying factor is Tirda, so an Avil would be Pater also from the fact that he's Chayiv. Obviously that Tirda alone is not enough. So then you obviously would be Chayiv, even if your ships do sink in the ocean. So if that's the case, so then why by the Almana is the person chayiv in kriyishma if that person is tarred? Is the qualifying factor tirda or not? It seems to be contradiction. So the Gemara says there has to be two factors. That hasam over there by the case of the besula when he's marrying a virgin, tarred tirda the mitzvah. There's both factors. First of all, he's involved in a mitzvah, which is the mitzvah period of getting married, and there's also the mitzvah, and there's also the element of tirda, that he's tarred, that he's very distracted with his thought process, how he's going to do this mitzvah. Hacha over here by the avil, by the mourner, and when his ships sink in the ocean, tarred tirda the rishus. Correct, there's the element of tirda, but tirda alone is not enough. He has to be involved in the tirda of mitzvah. Whereas by the almana, although there is an element of being oisik b'mitzvah, but since there's no tirda, that's why it's going to be chayiv in kriyishma. So when we have this miyut of v'lechtecha v'aderech, which excludes a chasen, it will only be a chasen that marrying a virgin, because then you have both tirda and it's a tirda of mitzvah, whereas almana only has the oisik b'mitzvah, not the tirda, and the person that is an avol and the ship sinking in the ocean, although they're tarred, but it's not a tirda de mitzvah. So now the Gemara goes and tries to work out the psukim according to both the shitas of Beishamai and Basil. So Gemara goes, and u'Beishamai, what would Beishamai do with baderech? it would be enough with the word b'shivtecha. Why does he need to have the word baderech? Originally we said baderech means that it has to be rishus, excluding someone that's doing a mitzvah. But now we see that it's not derech. Derech is neutral. It could be either a derech of rishus or derech of mitzvah. Where does he learn it out from? From b'shivtecha, in your Shabbos. Whereas when you're doing Hashem's Shabbos, when you're sitting for the sake of Hashem, then you're going to be part of a krishma. So why do you need the word derech? So the Gemara answers that, humi boyelahu prat l'shluchei mitzvah. The word derech comes to exclude someone that's a shluchei mitzvah. He's going on a shlichas, on a mission for a mitzvah. And that's the word derech, is the guy's going. So someone that's going for his own voluntary, optional purposes. So then he's chayav in krishma. But v'lechtecha v'derech, when you're doing your own leches, but necessarily on the derech, then you're chayiv, but if it's for a derech, a mitzvah, of shluchim mitzvah, then you're going to be pater. Ubeisil, the Gemara asks, what's with him? You know, what does he need to do the drasha for the word baderech? He says it for that to be mobile, v'lechtecha v'derech. But the question is, how does he learn up the halacha of shluchim mitzvah to be pater from Kriyashma if he's already using it to be mobile? So the Gemara says, Beisil amri memeilu shma minah da'afila baderech namikri. He says it's inherent from the words that it includes that someone that's going on the derech. In other words, you see both limudim. One is that it's saying that when you're going on the road for your own purposes, which excludes someone that's a shluchim mitzvah, he's going to be part of him kriyashma. And it also is saying, obviously you're being mobile when you're doing that you're chayav in kriyashma. So that's how he sees, unlike Beishamai, that you could be in any position and form when you're saying the mitzvah of kriyashma. So the machlokes that we had was that Beishamai says when the word b'shachbacha means actually laying down, that's his shita. And the word b'shiftecha, the end of chaf, the chaf sofid, is excluding someone that's being oisig in the mitzvah, because only when you're doing your own sitting, whereas when you're doing the sitting of Hashem, then you're going to be pater. And the word vaderech excludes someone that's a shluchim mitzvah, that's going on he's going the road for a mitzvah purposes. It's saying vaderech when you only then you're chayav in kriyashma, when it's v'lech techa vaderech, whereas when you're going on the derech for Hashem's purposes, then you're going to be pater. Beis Hillel says b'shach b'chol doesn't mean actually laying down, means the zman of shchiva, the time of when people lay down. And Baderech has both limudim. It automatically tells you also that it's obviously the person is mobile. He's even going. And that's what he learns from Balechtach Baderech. Both limudim. One is that you're part of a shluchim mitzvah, and also that you obviously could be mobile to say Krishma and you don't have to be laying down or standing up. So now the Beis Hillel goes on the discussion to explain the Shita of Beis Hillel in detail. Tan Rabban. Beis Hillel Aymrim Imdim V'Karin, you could stand and say Kriyashma, Yeshiv V'Karin, you could be sitting and saying Kriyashma, Umatin V'Karin, you could be laying down and saying Kriyashma, Hilchim Baderech V'Karin, you could be going in the road and saying Kriyashma. Either way is good. There's no chiv either one way or the other. And then it says, Oisin V'Malachton V'Karin, you could be busy with your work and also saying Kriyashma. And the Gemara says, "Umaisa b'Bishmol v'Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, shayim esubim b'mokem echad." It says it spells out this machlokes of Bisham Beis Hillel in regards to a story that happened with these two Tamid Chacham. They were sitting in one place. V'hayu b'Bishmol muta, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah zakev. That's the way they were. B'Bishmol happened to have been laying down. Elazar ben Azariah was standing up. Kivin shegizman kriyishma. So it says that once the zman of kriyishma came, he to Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar went to lay down. V'zakev b'Bishmol, and B'Bishmol went to stand up. In other words, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah went to do like Bishamai, which says the Bishach, because you actually have to be laying down. And Bishmal went, and he stood up. So Amalei Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah leBishmal. So Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah told Rabbi Bishmal that he went and stood up. He says, Yishmal achi, em shalucha mashal ma'davadam. He says, my brother Yishmal, I'm going to give you a mashal, an analogy to what this could be compared to what just happened. Mashal echad sh'im lo zikinechem agudol. Compared to this to a person that they told this individual that your beard is full. Amalehem. So he told those people, it should be for the destroyers. Which is, he's telling him that they tell this person that your beard is beautiful, it's so full. And he tells to them, since you're praising my beard, I'm going to go ahead and chop it off. Right? I'm going to take a scissors and a shaver and take it off. I'm going to destroy it. So he says, what is this compared to? Afkachat, the same thing you. The whole time that I was standing, you were laying down. Now that when I go ahead to lay down, almost like I'm praising what you did, that you were laying down, and then you go ahead and get up, almost the exact opposite. So Maloi, says, the reason was because I went to do like Beis Hillel, which is the derech that a person is. He could be in any position that it is. And you went specifically to do like Beis Shammai, which is to lay down. Because you hold v'shach b'cha means that you have to be laying down. But more than that, he says, Because I was concerned that maybe the students are going to see me and you, and they're going to establish the halacha l'dayres, that they see that you have to actually be laying down b'shachbucha. And it's not true. You could be in any position, like Brazil. So the Gemara asks, my v'loy oid, why do you have to add on this element of saying that not only that, but I'm concerned about the Talmidim? So he says, because v'chitema b'shil nami is luhu matin, because if you're going to tell me that b'shil also agree that you could be laying down, and like they say, matan makarin, and you could be holcha makarin, you could do in any position. So, and therefore, why'd I have to get up? I could have also been makayim b'shil by laying down. So hanamili demata v'asim ekar, that's only if you were originally laying down from beforehand. Aval holcha, but in this situation, kiven da'ad hashta havizoku v'hashta mota, but since up until now, you were standing, and now specifically you went to lay down, So the students are going to say, oh, so obviously they hold like Bishamai, and because you were standing and now you went to lay down, so you're going to see obviously that this is the halacha. Maybe the Talmidim are going to see and they're going to establish halacha l'dayis that we saw Maaser Rav. They went specifically lay down. That's why Bidavka stood up to show that the halacha is not like Bishamai, rather it's like Bishil. And the Gemara now goes ahead to paskin this halacha. Tani Rabbi Cheskel, also Kedivir B'Shamay, also if you do like B'Shamay, you could do it. Kedivir B'Shil, also you could do like either one. However, Rabbi Yosef Amar, also Kedivir B'Shamay, also B'Klum. If you do like B'Shamay, you didn't do anything, you weren't Yoitz B'Chalal. Titznan, Misha HaYerosha B'Rubi B'Sukkah, B'Shulchan B'Tech Bayis. We know the halacha regarding Sukkah, that if his head and most of his body is in the Sukkah, but his table is inside the house, which means his Sukkah is flush with his house, and he's eating in the sukkah, but the table's in the house. Bishamay paislin, ubisil machshirin. Bishamay says it's pasul, because it's not enough to have reisha beruba in the sukkah. And Bishil say no, it's kasha. So amr lem Bishil Bishamay maisa. So Bishil said to Bishamay, I'll prove to you that Allah is like me, because maisa shaholchu zikni Bishamay v'zikni Bishil levakas Rabbi Yochanan Mechornis. The elders of Bishamay and the elders of the house of Hill, they went to visit Rabbi Yochanan Ben Achornis. Matzuhu shayi reishav rubi b'sukkah v'shalchan b'teich habayis v'loyim l'klom. They found him. He was sitting, his head and most of his body in the sukkah, and his table was in the house, and they didn't say anything to him. Obviously, halacha is like Bishil. So Amru lahem. So Bishamay said to Bishil, Misham raya, from there, it's a proof. Afheim Amru loy. Rather, it's not the story. They actually told him, Imkein hayisa noig l'kiyamta mitzah sukkah miyamecha. They told him that if this is how you did it, that you're doing like Bishil, so you never mokayim the mitzvah of sukkah in your life. So therefore, it's almost exactly the opposite derived from that story. So from what we see from this story is that just like if you would have done like Bishil, you didn't do anything according to Bishamai, same thing also, that whoever does like Bishamai, according to Bishil, you're not being Yotzi Yechiv Bechlal. So obviously, although Bishil holds, you could be any position, but if you're Bedafka going to do that, then it's almost like you weren't Mekayim the Mitzvah. The third sheet in this machlok is Rav Nachman Yitzchak Amar, also Kedev Bishamai Chayiv Misa. Not only that you're not a yoitza that way, but the idea is that you're chayiv misa. That nan omer Reb Tarfon aniha yisi ba baderech. We learned in the Mishnah that Reb Tarfon says I was once going on the road. Vehitisi likras kedivir b'shamay, and I went to lay down as the per the halacha b'shamay. Vesekanti ba'atzmei alistim. I put myself in danger because of the robbers, the thieves that are on the road. Amru loy kedai hayis halacha ba'atzmucha shevarta de b'sil. So I said it was worthy that something dangerous should have happened to you because you were even in the words of b'sil. So we see from our Gemara is that there's three different opinions in the Shita about what the halacha is. The first Shita says you could do like Bishamai or like Bishil, either one. Second Shita says if you do like Bishamai, you didn't do anything. And third Shita says not only that, but you chayv misa. And what we see from our sugya, obviously, is that the halacha is like Bishil. The only question is what happens if you do like Bishamai also. Now we continue on to the next Mishnah. Now that we had a Mishnah on the Kriyishma of the evening, and we had a Mishnah on the Kriyishma of the morning, now we go on to the Mishnah, and we had a Mishnah discussing what position one has to be. And now we get to the fourth Mishnah of our Perek, which discusses the Birchas Kriyishma. We begin now with the morning Kriyishma. So the Mishnah begins, B'shachar, in the morning, Mevarch Shtaim Lefaneh, Ma'achas Lachreh, you make the Birchas Kriyishma, you make two brachas before Kriyishma, one bracha afterwards. U'be'erev, and by the evening Kriyishma, Mevarch Shtaim Lefaneh, V'shtaim Lachreh, you make two brachas before Kriyishma, and two brachas after Kriyishma. As Rashi brings from the Gemara Yerushalmi and Brachas, that we make seven brachas every single day. As it says, Sheva b'yom helpticha, the pasuk in Tehillim says, that seven times a day I praise you, which is the three brachas in the morning, Yotze'or, Ahava Rabba, and Emes V'yatziv, and the four brachas, two before and two after in the evening, which Amar Rav, Mahava Salim, and Emes V'amunah, and Hashkivenu. Those are the seven brachas every single day, Sheva b'yom helpticha, that a person makes. So now the Mishnah continues explaining what we just said, that achas arucha v'achas ketzara, that one being long and one being short, which is that we have the two brachas after, by Ma'ariv, we have one long one and we have one short one, which the long one is Emes V'amunah and the short one is the bracha of Hashkivenu. So the Mishnah explains that b'makom sh'amar l'harich in the Rishor l'katzer, where we said that you have to make a long bracha, then you can't make a short one. L'katzer in the Rishor l'harich, when we said you have to make a short bracha, you can't make it into a long bracha. And now the Mishnah concludes that regarding the seam of the bracha, lachtoim in the Rishor shalei lachtoim, where we said that you should conclude with a bracha, with a baruch, then you're not allowed to end it with ad a bracha. Shaloi lachtoim in the Rishor lachtoim, where we said that you should not end off with a baruch, then you're not allowed to end off with a baruch. And the idea is, for example, by Birchas HaPeris and Birchas HaMitzvos, where there we said that a person should not end off with a baruch, rather the baruch that he started off with, that goes to the end of the bracha. That type of bracha, he can't add on the baruch afterwards. You have to say baruch Adah Hashem, and you don't end the verses, certain brachas, we start off with a baruch, and we end off again with a baruch at the end again. So that we can't change from a long bracha to a short bracha, from a bracha that has to have an ending with a baruch versus one that doesn't, they cannot be changed. So now the Gemara asks, Mai Mavarch, when we said in the Mishnah that you make two brachas before the Kriya Shema, what are these two brachas? So Amar Yaakov, Amar Yishai, and now we continue on to Amud Beis. The brachas are, the first bracha is Yotzer Or, that Hashem forms light, Uvarich Hashem, and it creates darkness. And the Gemara later is going to explain what it is. That whereas the bracha of Yishtabach is, we're not counting regarding the brachas of Kriya Shema, because that's after Pesukah de Zimra, like by the bracha of Halal, and we say it before the Zman of Kriya Shema if you want to. So these brachas that we're talking about are necessarily the brachas of Kriya Shema, and the first bracha is the bracha of Yetzar V'Recheshach, and the Gemara later is going to explain what is the second bracha. However, now the Gemara interrupts to ask a question on this bracha. Lema Yetzar Or Uvar Noiga, we should say the bracha that Hashem forms light and He creates twilight. Why do we say necessarily Yetzar V'Recheshach? So the Gemara answers very simply. K'dechsiv Kamrinon, as it's written in the Pasuk, that's how we say it. Because it says in the Pasuk, Yetzar Or V'Recheshach, so that's how we say, we don't say very noga. But then the Gemara asks, if that's the case, could you want to say it as it's written in the Pasuk? We don't say that in our brach. We say, we should really say, He makes peace and He creates evil, because that's what the Pasuk says. But what's the pshat? Rather, although the pasuk says evil, but we read it when we pronounce in the bracha of Kriya Shema, we say and that he created everything, because that's a proper form of speech. Because I don't want to say he made bad things. So chenami, therefore, here also leiman noiga lishnam ali. We should also say that he created twilight, because that's a, so to speak, a better way of speaking about darkness, because darkness always is so to speak connotes something of more sinister than twilight. So the Gemara answers a different pshat, why we had to say Chayshach. Correct that sometimes we change it to make it sound better. However, we wanted to mention the characteristic of day at nighttime by the evening Kriya Shema. We wanted to mention the characteristic of night by the morning Kriya Shema. And the Gemara explains, I understand that we have the characteristic of night by the morning Kriya Shema. As we say, we mention darkness, we mention night in the morning. But where do we find the characteristic of day by the evening Kriya Shema? Where do we find that? So Gemara answers, we say in the evening Kriya Shema, by the brachas, by the first bracha of Amar Rav, we say that he removes light from the darkness, the choshech mipnei or, and the darkness from the light. So there we see that we're talking about light, which is a reference to day by the evening. So that's an explanation of the first bracha of the brachas Kriya Shema. Now the Gemara continues, v'idoch mahi, what is the second bracha of the brachas Kriya Shema that comes, the two brachas that come before Kriya Shema in the morning? Rabbi Yehuda Mishmul, Ahava Rabba, that's the bracha of abundant love, that's the bracha of Ahava Rabba, Avtanu, that we say in the morning before Shema. That's what he told his son Ripadas, Ahava Rabba, that's the nusach we should say. Similarly, we learned the Braise, we do not say the nusach Ahavas Olam, an everlasting and eternal love. Rather, we say an abundant love. We say Ahava Rabba, not Ahavas Olam. However, Rabban Amri Ahavas Olam, the Rabban say no. You say the bracha Ahavas Olam, that's the correct nusach, should be in the morning, an eternal love. That an eternal love, I will love you. And that's why I was drawn to you with kindness. We see that a person should say Ahava Olam, and therefore we have machlekes, what's the correct nusach? So Tosis says, that's why Chazal Masakin, that in the morning Kriya Shema, the brachas, we say Ahava Rabba, and the evening by Ma'ariv, we say Ahava Olam, but there still is a machlekes between the nusach Sar, and nusach Ashkenaz, and the different nusachos, what is the correct nusach in the morning? Is it Ahava Olam, Ahava Rabba, or Shabbos? If it's different, but this is the source of the machlekes, we find it already in the Gemara, as a machlekes Tanoim, what is the correct nusach? So now the Gemara says, what is the exact halacha regarding this bracha? Amri b'huda amashmul. Hishkim lishnois achalekar kriyishma. If someone gets up to learn before he said kriyishma, so tzarech lavarach, he has to make berachas hatayr, because you can't learn before you make berachas hatayr. However, mishakar kriyishma, but when you already had said the parashas of kriyishma with the brachas of kriyishma, in the tzarech lavarach, you don't have to make berachas hatayr anymore. Because shekvan nifter b'ahava rabba, you're already yoytzer yechiv of kriyishma with the bracha of ahava rabba, as Rashi says, that in the berachas kriyishma we find somewhat a form of berachas hatara, as it says, v'seim b'lebeinu l'lmoidu l'lamed l'shmer b'lasus l'kaimus kol dibri samatasecha v'talamdim chukir etzinecha. So we find that we make, so to speak, a minor form of berachas hatara, and that's why certain times when the person has a suffix, if you should say berachas hatara, the poskim can say that you should have in mind by the bracha of ahava soilam, ahava rabba, to have in mind the berachas hatara, and therefore you wouldn't have to make berachas hatara afterwards. So now the Gemara segues, once we mentioned that the person could be, we mentioned the Birchas Kriyishma, one of them being the bracha of Ahava Rabba, Havas Olam, that from that bracha you could be Yitzhak Yechiv of Birchas HaTorah, if you already said that before you said Birchas HaTorah. So now the Gemara goes into the actual understandings of what is required for to have the Birchas HaTorah before you're involved in them. Amar Rav Huna, Lemikra Tzarech Levarach, well, the Midrash in Tzarech Levarach, for saying Torah Shabiksaf, or for Chumash, you have to make Birchas HaTorah, but for Medrash, which means it's something close to Chumash, for example, the Mechilta and the Sifra and the Sifri, which are the Midrashim on the Pesukim, for that, you don't have to make Birchas HaTorah. The next Madama says, Rebbe Laza Amano, Lemikru Ula Midrash Tzarech Levarach, for Chumash and for the Midrashim on the Chumash, that you have to make Birchas HaTorah for. Lemishna in Tzarech Levarach, but for Mishnah, which is not included in the Torah Shabiksav, in the Chumash itself per se, for that, you don't have to make Birchas HaTorah. Even for Mishnah, you also have to make Birchas HaTorah. But for Talmud, which is a more elaborated form of it, that you don't have to make Birchas HaTorah. It's only the Mikra and the Mishnah, which are the Yesodis of Torah Shabiksav and Torah Shabapeh. But Rav Aminah, Aflo Talmud Tzarech Levarach. Even for Gemara, you have to make Birchas HaTorah. And that is that, that's the Ikar of Torah, that from Gemara comes out the Hayra, the Psak. And that is because the Gemara has all the svaras and the understandings and the fundamentals of the underpinning of the Mishnayis, and it explains the contradictory Mishnayis and what's missing and lacking. So Gemara is also the fundamental of Torah, and that's why you have to make Birchas HaTorah even before Gemara. And as the Gemara brings, Damar Rav Chiya Bar Ashi Zim Sagin Hava Kaim Nekamei Derav Lisnuye Pirkin B'Sifra Debe Rav. There were many times I was in front of Rav to learn the different chapters in the Sifra in the house of Rav. Have a makdim b'komoshi yod. He would get up and he would wash his hands. Uvarich and make Birchas HaTorah. Umasnin lamperik. And then he would teach us the different prakim in the Sifra. So we see that not only Chumash, but even other things of Torah, a person has to make Birchas HaTorah before he goes ahead and involves himself in that Asik of Torah. So now the Gemara asks, however, my mevarch, what bracha do you actually make? What is the nusach of Birchas HaTorah? So Rabbi Yehuda Amashmol, Asher Kedeshanu b'mitzvayis of Itzvon, that Hashem, he made us holy with his mitzvahs and he commanded us, la'asoik b'divrei Torah, to be involved in the words of Torah. Then the Gemara says, Rabbi Yechanan m'sayim b'hoch, Rabbi Yechanan, he would end that bracha. In other words, it required a beginning of baruch, but he would end with a baruch also. And that is, Harav no Hashem lekeinu es divrei sarascha b'finu. Hashem, make it sweet, please. The words of Torah in our mouths, ubefias amcha beis Yisrael, in the mouths of your nation, Klal Yisrael, v'ni anachnu b'tzetzo einu, b'tzetzo amcha beis Yisrael, let it be that our children and the children of all of Klal Yisrael should be kulanu yoydu shemecha v'oishkis arisecha, they should know your name and they should be involved in your Torah, And obviously, there are other neschoys that are in that bracha. That the Rif says al divrei tzarisecha, but loim tzarisecha. There are different neschoys brought down over here, and we have a different nusach also. Baruch Ato Hashem hamalamed Torah l'am Yisrael. Hashem is blessed that He teaches Torah to His nation, Klal Yisrael. And that this bracha is, Hashem should make it sweet, that we should be oisik from me'ahava, from love. That's what we ask, that Kodesh Baruch Hu should make it sweet. And we say, but Tzetzoeinu, this is that one of the places where the person can say, a person should have in mind to be mispala on his children, that they should also follow in the ways of Torah. So that's the bracha of Lasik B'Divrei Torah, to which Rabbi Yochanan added on, like we have also a Harvna, which is part of the bracha of Lasik B'Divrei Torah, and the end of it is as we say, Hamalamet Yerlam Yisrael. However, Rav Nuna said a different bracha, Asher Bacha Bonu Mikol HaAmim, that Hashem chose us out from all the nations, V'Nosalonis Terasa, and He gave us His Torah. Baruch Atah Hashem, Nois Natar, Hashem is blessed that He gave us the Torah. So we have three different versions, almost so to speak, of what the Birchas HaTorah is. Is it just the Bruch of Lasik B'Divrei Torah? Is it an addition, an addendum of also Hamalamet Torah Lam Yisrael? Or is it also the Bruch of Asher Bacha Bonu? To which the Gemara says, Amar Avam Nuna Zuhi Mu'ula Shebebrachas, this is the greatest of all the brachas, which is the Birchas HaTorah, since it gives praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it gives praise to the Torah, and praise to Kalai, so I mentioned all these different elements. And some say it's a reference to the actual bracha of Asher Bacha Bonu, but the halacha is Hilkach Lemrenu L'Kula. That's why we say all the brachas, because we want to have all these different elements, and that's why we say, as our minhag is today, that we say all these three different elements of the bracha, Birchas HaTorah. Now the Gemara continues into the idea about Kahanim, how they had their Birchas Kriyashma. But before we do that, Tosfos mentioned something very interesting in this discussion of the Birchas HaTorah. Tosfos says, why is Birchas HaTorah any different than the mitzvah of Sukkah? That every time a person eats a different suit, a different meal in the Sukkah, he has to make a new bracha of Leishah B'Sukkah, even if it was a half hour ago. Why by Birchas HaTorah do you make one bracha in the morning and that lasts for the whole day? Tosfos says something very interesting. He says that Torah is different because a person never miyayish his das. He never loses sight. He never stops thinking of the Torah because every moment the person has a chiv to learn. As it says in the pasuk, v'gisa b'yoyim b'layla. And therefore it's as if a person is sitting the entire day without hafsik from learning a Torah. And even the person that's working, he has a patur of a safta de ganacha that he has to go out and work. But any moment he's not working or being involved in something that's a tzarech, he has a chiv and he's involved in learning. However, eating in the sukkah, it has a designated time, and that's why you have to make a bracha every single time. But Torah, you make one bracha, berachas Torah in the morning, and it lasts for the whole day because it's one long act of Talmud Torah. So now we continue with the Gemara. The Gemara says, regarding again the Kahanim by the bracha of Birchas Kriyashma Tanan Hasim, we learned over there, this is a Mishnah Masechtas Tamid, Amalem Hamamuna, the appointed one told them, he's the Skan HaKahanim, he was the assistant for the Kohen Gadol. So he tells the Kahanim as follows, Birchu Bracha Achas, Vein Bracha, he says, make one bracha. The Gemara is going to explain later which one of the brachas of Birchas Kriyashma in the morning this was, but we're talking about the brachas before Kriyashma. And as we see that they were mesader, the whole avoyde sashacha, the avoyde in the morning, and he says this, that after they organized all the different limbs on the ramp, on the kebush going up to the mizbeach, and they salted it, and then they come down, they go into the lishkas ha-gazes to say the kriyashma. So then, at that moment is when the designated one tells them, he says, birchu bracha achas, and they make this bracha, and v'kara aser sedibris, and then they say the Ten Commandments aser sedibris, shema, then they say the shema, v'hoyim shemoya and v'yoyimer, Ubarchu Esa'am Gimel Brachas, then they make a bracha with the nation, with the rest of Klai, so they make three different brachas, which are Emes V'yatziv, V'avoida, and the bracha of, because they were doing the avoida, they made the bracha afterwards of Ritzea Hashem Lekeinu, Avoidis Amcha Yisrael, V'ishi Yisrael, Usvilasim Skabrasim. We see that the whole bracha of Ritzea is referring to the avoida of the Kahanim, that it should be pleasing in front of Hashem. This avoida and the Ishi Yisrael, the fires of Klai Yisrael, and their tefillahs should be Miskabel Barasim. Baruch HaMekabel Avoidis Am Yisrael Baratzen, Hashem is benched, that he's Mekabel, he accepts the Avoid of his nation Baratzen. And or Rashi says that it says She'ish Levadcha B'Yirin Avoid, as we say on Yom Tovim, that you alone that we serve with Yira, that's the Bracha of Avoidah. U'Birchas Kainim, and then they make the Bracha of Birchas Kainim, that they bench, they bless the Klal Yisrael. However, the rest of the Tefillah, they didn't have time for because they were busy with the Avoidah. And this was actually, it wasn't even the Zman of Kriyashma yet, as it says in the Gemara Masechtas Yumad of Lamed Zayin Mud Beis, that whoever says Kriyashma with the Anshei Mishmer, with the people of the Kahanim that were part of that group during the Avodah that day, and the Anshei Maimon, he wasn't Yaitza, because the Anshei Mishmer, they went and they said these parashas of Kriyashma earlier, before the Zman, the actual Zman of Kriyashma.
So therefore, this whole thing that they're saying, these different, the one bracha of Birchas Kriyishma and the Aseres Adibris and the Parashas of Shema, and these three brachas of Emes V'Yatziv and Ritzeh and Birchas Kanim, this all took place before the Zman of Kriyishma. And it continues, the Mishnah Masechtas Tamid continues, it continues and says, "Ubishabbos meisivin bracha achas lemishma yisa." And when it was on Shabbos, they would add another bracha for the watch, for the mishma that was the outgoing watch. And that is, they would switch off on Shabbos. It would be a week long mishma, and then Shabbos was when they would switch it. And since they switch, as the Mishnah said, as it says in Masechta Sukkah, so the one that was leaving, they would make the Tumat Shal Shachar and the Musaf, and the incoming mishma they would make the Tumat Shal Bein Abayim in the evening and the Bezichin. So the Gemara asks, "My bracha achas." What was this one bracha that we said all the way in the beginning of that Mishnah that it says, we said that he tells him, make one bracha? Which one of the brachas was it? So the Gemara says, "Hihadir Abba Rabbi Yisrael Bar Abba Ikluho Lahu Raso." They went to this place. Bayimanayu, my bracha. They asked these two, Tamid HaChacham, what is this one bracha that the Kahanim would say? Lohavbi Yadayu, they didn't know. Va'asu Shailuhu L'Rav Masna. They went to ask Rav Masna. He also didn't know which one of the brachas it was. Asa shalu l'Rabbi Huda, and they came to ask Rabbi Huda. Amalahu hachem Shmuel. He said, "This is what Shmuel said. Ahava Rabba. There's two brachas before Kriyishma in the morning. It's Yetzer and Ahava Rabba." And he says it was the bracha of Ahava Rabba. V'amr Bzreiko, Amr Bami, Amr Shimon ben Lakish, Yetzer. However, Shimon ben Lakish says that it was Yetzer of Machloikis. Which one of the two brachas was it that the Kahanim would say in the morning? So the Gemara explains that although this is a Machloikis, however, it's not explicit that each one said this straight out, that was his shita. As the Gemara says, "Ki asar Yitzchak Yosef Amar Hadi Reb Zreika." This halacha of Reb Zreika, that it's the one bracha they made was the bracha of Yitzar, lav beferish itmar el machlol itmar. It wasn't explicit to Reb Shlokish. They didn't ever heard Reb Shlokish say straight out that it was the bracha of Yitzar. Rather, it was inferred. As the Gemara says, "Darim Zreika Amar Bami Amar Shem Melakish Zayse Meres." That from here you see from this Mishnah that says that they would make one bracha in the morning Kriyishma, the Kahanim. That you see, brachas ein ma'ak v'zuzu, obviously the brachas are not essential one to the other. Obviously you can make one and not the other, and you're yaitza. And it's not saying that if you do both in yaitza, if you don't do the whole thing, then you're not yaitza. So from here is where Reb Zreika understood from this halacha that obviously had to be that the bracha was the bracha of yitzar. How do you see that? Because i'amid b'shlemi yitzar hava amri, so that's understandable if the bracha they made was yitzar. So hainu de brachas ein ma'ak v'zuzu, from there we would see that obviously brachas are not essential one to the other, even though you're only going to be able to do yitzar, to look at ami havarabba, because they're not saying the bracha of a havarabba at all. And that is, we see that, Rashi explains, because the zman of a havarabba is even the zman, before the zman of yitzar. In other words, there could be a time period when you could only say a havarabba, because you could say even at the nighttime, and not yitzar, because yitzar is, it can only be said when it's light time, yitzar, when it starts the day. However, so from the fact that we're saying, that Reb Shlokish says that obviously they only said one and not the other, we see that they're not essential, has to be a time when you could have said both and you only chose to do one, obviously that you're not going to say the other one. So therefore we see that brachas na makva zuazu. However, now we continue on to the top of Daf Yud Beis, Eli Yamr to have a rabba avra amri, but if we're going to say that the bracha that they were saying, the one bracha, was the bracha of Havar Abba. My bracha is Ema Akva Zuzu. Where do we see from here that brachas are not essential one to the other? Maybe then the fact that they only made the bracha of Havar Abba was because it wasn't this man yet of Yetzer. As we see that if you say Kriyishma with the Anshei Kohen and with the Anshei Mishma, that you're not Yetzer the man of Kriyishma. As the Gemara in Yuma says, because it's too early, maybe it's because it wasn't this man of Yetzer yet. And v'chimot is man yitzar hava ami, but when it would reach this man of yitzar, then they would see it. Then they would say it. So obviously, from the fact that Reish Lakish said it's obvious that brachas are not essential, that because they're only saying one, not the other. Obviously, that one bracha is the bracha of yitzar and not a havarabba. Because if it was a havarabba, maybe it was earlier, and they only said the one bracha because it wasn't this man of yitzar, but they would say it later. From the fact that we're saying that they only said one and it wasn't the act of the other one, obviously there was already this man of Yitzar and there was the option of saying both, and still they only said Yitzar, and that's how we see the Reish Lakish Shita in this Machlekes was inferred that it's Yitzar, but he didn't say explicit, to which the Gemara asks, V'machlo l'may, and if it is inferred, what's the difference? In other words, who cares? Why does it make it any less that it was inferred that he didn't say it explicit? It still seems pretty obvious that the bracha is the bracha of Yitzar and not the bracha of Havarabba, as we just proved. So the Gemara says no, because the imachalol, because if it is inferred, la'olam, I could tell you a Havarabba hava amri, that the bracha that they said was the bracha of Havarabba. B'chimot is man Yitzar hava amri le, and when it reached this man of Yitzar, they would say it. So my bracha is in Ma'akvah Zuzus, and how can we understand the halacha b'shlakish that he said that brachas are not Ma'akvah one or the other, that they're not essential? It's not true. They are essential. They would say the bracha b'yitz are at a later point in time. So the understanding of what his saying was would be say the brachas. In other words, the order of the brachas, if you make the later bracha earlier, which is although first we say yitzar, then the hava rabbah, and we switch it here by the Kahanim because too early to say yitzar, they would say hava rabbah first and then yitzar. That's what he says, brachas and ama'akiv. In other words, the order doesn't make any difference. You could say the later one first and it won't hold back. So we have this machloikas over here that we find if the bracha that they made was the bracha of Ahav Rabbah or the bracha of Yitzhar, and that the sheet of Yitzhar was inferred that it's Yitzhar from Rish Lakish. He didn't say explicit that it's not ma'akiv, because we could say that when he says that the bracha is not ma'akiv, it doesn't mean that the bracha is not ma'akiv. Maybe he agrees that the bracha was Ahav Rabbah. But this day says Nama'akev means that the Seder is Nama'akev, but really he agrees that it's the bracha of a Havarabba, and that's why we have to say that it was inferred that it's really the bracha of Yitzhar and not a Havarabba.